This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Hatred, it's the main cause of strife in the world today. It's a disease of the heart. And of course, if there's hatred, there's deep feelings of anger. In Nelson Mandela's autobiography, he made the amazing statement that no one is born hating another person because of the colour of his skin or his background or his religion. People must learn to hate. And if they can learn to hate, then they can be taught to love. For love comes more naturally to the human heart than hate. Well, in our culture, we generally think of hate as a lack of love. And Jesus taught people that they shouldn't hate one another. He said, really, we are to be gracious to everyone, just as God is gracious toward us. A woman was surprised at church one day when another woman who'd snubbed her went out of her way to give her a big hug before the church service. She really wondered what had happened to initiate that change of heart. So she got her answer at the end of the service when the minister said, your assignment for next week is the same as last week. I want you to go out there and love people you just can't stand. If loving others were just as easy as giving them a hug, we could all excel in love, I think, just hug them and move on. But of course, love is a lot more difficult than that. It requires a continual effort, because at the heart of loving others is putting the other person ahead of yourself, and that's often a huge battle. You might have heard in history of Booker T. Washington. He was a black American who became famous in spite of the prejudices against his colour. He was insulted, and he used to say, I will not let any man reduce my soul to the level of hatred. In another book called None of These Diseases, Dr. S. McMillan says that hatred is a powerful negative emotion that can make you sick or even cause death. And this author said, the minute you start hating someone, you become his slave, because hatred holds you captive and robs you of peace, the peace of mind, and your time is spent recounting unpleasant situations, and your enemy consumes your every waking moment. Hatred holds your mind hostage. Well, it says in the scriptures, from even the Old Testament, in Leviticus 19, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. Jesus said, you've heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Hatred, it's like an acid. It can damage that vessel in which it's stored, as well as destroy the object. And now, it may have been a good thing back in the primitive days, you know, when people had enemies and there had to be something quick done about it. But today it's very different, and it leads to all sorts of things like blood pressure and vulnerability to diseases and migraines. No wonder the Bible says in Proverbs 10:12, hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers all wrongs. A man had reached his 100th birthday and the reporter was interviewing him. What are you most proud of? The reporter said. Well, said the 100-year-old man, I don't have an enemy in the world. Well, that's a wonderful thought. How inspirational. Yes, said the man, I've outlived every last one of them. So what's your approach? Maybe you've got a few enemies. Is it to just avoid them and ignore them, hoping they'll go away? There's a story of an old man who lived in Alexandria, Egypt, in the early days of Christianity. He was a devout believer, and he was being tormented by a group of young people who were mocking him, making fun of his religion. What miracles, they said, has your Christ shown? And he said quietly, he's given me this miracle, that I should endure the insult and injury that you heap on me without losing my tranquility of mind. And that's what it is, to be able to rid ourselves of resentment, to go on in life without being disturbed. I heard about a good Christian man, who said he despised his mother for many years because she loved his brother more than him, and it took him many years as he learned to forgive her. But with God's help, he was. The Bible says in 1 John 2:9, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still walking in darkness. And that's why we talk about forgiving and forget. So if there's an issue in your life, allow Jesus to bring healing, because he said you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Dear Lord, we know these are true. Help us as we struggle through these feelings. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.